to my left is Raptors coach Brian Bode. Pulling it out 40-37 over Sioux Central. Looked kind of bleak in the fourth quarter with a few minutes to go. Down six, but an 11-2 finish to end this game.
Oh, man, that's a good feeling. The girls played really hard tonight. They just never quit. You know, things can don't always go our way. We just continue to battle. We find ways to win. I thought our defensive effort, especially the second half, was much better, able to challenge better shots. You know, I think they hit six threes in the first half, if I'm not mistaken. But you know, we made some adjustments. Second half came out 3-2, just to give them a different look. Went back to 2-3, and then I thought our man was really good. Just gave him a couple fits down there. It was an aggressive game all night. But our girls are just—they are battlers, and you can't give them enough credit for what they do every night and every day in practice for us.
They did have the Rebels six threes in the first half, and you told me before that one of your goals was to keep them off the foul line, and they did not get to the line at all through three quarters, and wound up shooting just five attempts, making four.
Yeah, you know, we said that you know, they're a pretty good free throw shooting team. You know, even for not getting to the line very, very much, but when they do get there, they usually are a pretty solid team there. So we knew we had to play a clean game of basketball defensively, just keeping them away from there, so we don't give them those easy baskets. On the flip side, we didn't do a very good job of from the free throw line. I don't know what we shot yet, but it just seemed like when it gets down to the end of the game there, and
I had 10 of 7.
Well, that's better than what we've been shooting. But when it gets down to a 3-point game, you need every point you can get, and you know, those free throws, they seem monstrous for us, but we made enough of them, and we battled hard enough, and we were able to come out of here with a win.
Final timeout, Sioux Central called. 5 seconds left. They're down three. What was the discussion all about?
You know, we went back and forth. Originally there was 3.5 seconds left. They put some time back on. We thought, you know, we were still in just the one-on-one bonus, so we thought maybe do we foul and give them the one-on-one chance and give ourselves the ball with a timeout still. We knew a three wasn't going to beat us, so we just said defend the three-point line, you know, talk on all screens and switch everything and then challenge any shot they were going to put up. No, just again, credit to the girls. You know, they played really hard. You know, give credit to Sioux Central. Their record doesn't show how tough they are. They've had some very tough games this year, and they're going to win ball games. You know, they've got a lot of girls that don't quit, and they're deadly from the outside too. So they played a really hard game. It's tough to come in here and win on the road, but it's a nice win for us. So,
well, Kenzie Duttler, two free throws down the stretch to make it a three-point game as she hit 4 of 5, and another good game for her coming off 10 points on Friday, 13 tonight, and what a job she did as part of your defensive effort.
She is everything. You know, she's kind of the glue there. You know, Harley's definitely our leader, senior leader there, but, you know, between Beth and Kenzie, they are definitely our leaders all over the place defensively and offensively. Kinsley knocks down a big three in the corner on out-of-bounds play there to kind of spark some energy there. She knocks down two free throws.
Yep, that three made it 35-34.
So, you know, and then her defense, she has just got a motor that never quits, you know, and she looks like she loves to play defense. I think she likes offense better, but the way she plays defense, it definitely cannot be matched by anybody else, the hard-nosed defensive player she is.
Kind of deflating when Callie Fondlander for Sioux Central hits buzzer-beating threes in the first quarter at the end of that and at halftime. I don't think I've seen that I recall any time recently.
No, it's we talked about the one she hit in the first quarter. We had a girl on her, and you know, we just fell off her. We gave her too much space there. Just understand that can't leave ball in that situation, especially with the time there. And then the second quarter was just kind of a scramble play there. We lost her. She got up top there and was able to knock down that shot. And I tied it up at halftime. So we knew, as we said in the locker room, it was a 0-0 ball game coming out second half. Whoever wants to win the second half has got to play better and bring it to second half.
Well, you won the last few minutes to go to 6-1 now after that win on Friday. Best start in program history, something certainly to feel good about.
Yeah, I wish I could take the credit, but, you know, it's a lot of girls that just work hard day in and day out. You know, and these girls, it's not just this year and last year they've been working hard. They've been working hard, you know, for a long time, and now they've all got a chance to play together You know, we're doing a few things different this year, just getting a couple different structure things, but we're letting them play the way they want to play, and the good things are happening.
And you have makeup games on Thursday. It'll be a challenge taking on the Cherokee Braves. You know what kind of team they are, but you held a ranked in 1A Kingsley Pearson team, averages 63 game to just 49 that game. So we'll see what you can do.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, we know it's going to be tough. You know, they're a very physical, hard-nosed basketball team, and they want to play fast, and they want to play tough defense, man-to-man, up in your face, and try to force you into turnovers and get you uncomfortable. So we'll have to go back to work tomorrow with a short rest and ready to go for Thursday and head into a break, hopefully on a good note.
All the best, Brian. Thanks a lot for the time. Happy holidays. We'll see you again down the road.
Thanks again. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you too, Ryan. We appreciate it.
You too. Thank you. Ridgeview girls defeat Sioux Central 40-37.